Now, it is said that GIFs and emojis can help break bad news in email correspondence.
Listen, I'm a fan of using emojis because I feel like, yes, it makes it more lighthearted.
So
whatever the conversation is.
You know, I mean, there is etiquette, especially when it comes to like at work, where misused emojis can be confusing, maybe even offensive or, you know, whatever, especially in a workplace environment. But now they're saying that if you are, well, if you are shown an emoji or a GIF when the news is bad, it tends to raise morale.
Oh, and softens the blow a little bit. Like, okay, thank you so much. We're not going to need your services anymore. Winky face, crying, laughing.
Winky face, crying, laughing. Like, wait, you're firing me?
Right.
Yeah,
like, a little bit, take the sting off a little bit.
It's like you're fired, and then you attach the Taylor Swift meme of her holding up the sorry sign in
right.
You belong with me.
And then little sad face here. But still, like, maybe heart hands.
What other messages would be easier with
still
an emoji?
Love ya.
Maybe, like, you know, you send one to your partner, I'm leaving you. And then it's the workaholics meme with, whoopsies! Whoopsies!
It does take the sting off
and
a
then,
little bit.
And then, you know, you're reading it, you're like, wait, hang on a second, what is happening? What is happening
right.
here?
Wait, what are they saying? What is it? It might make it a little confusing.
Using certain GIFs or emojis can help break bad news. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe you're a doctor and you're corresponding with a patient.
Oh no.
It's like your test came back positive.
Positive. That's not a good thing typically, right?
Right.
Or,
but if you attach,
it's good news.
Yeah. Well, but if you attach the Michael Scott meme from The Office, don't like that.
Oh.
You know, I mean, who can't love Michael
right.
Scott, right?
Absolutely.
From The Office, then you're like, oh, well, you know what? This is bad, but
right.
I mean, this is a funny meme,
that's
so
a funny meme.
It kind of helps.
It's fine treatment, but doctor's got a sense of humor. I'm on board.
Doctor's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I had lived out my schooling and my earlier dream of becoming a doctor in the medical field, you know, I took a half a semester of pre-med, Kelly.
Sure, practically a doctor.
Yeah. I feel like I would probably have already been, you don't say disbarred. Because that's lawyers.
Right.
No. I probably
kicked
already
out of the medical field.
Maybe because I feel like that's how I would have broken bad news. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Ah, so sorry. It's terminal. But here, look at this.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you wouldn't have lasted very long.
But here, look at
To be fair, that's probably the most difficult part of their job. And yeah, I think you have to be. I'm not cut out for that either. Wouldn't be able to. That's why I'm not in management, so I don't have to fire anyone.
Well, but if you did, then just know. Or actually, if you receive an email and you see memes and emojis attached to it, maybe open with caution.
Maybe it's bad news.
Maybe it's
to soften
bad
the
news.
Blow. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, your vacation was denied. Whoopsies.
You're like, oh, that stinks, but oh, okay, but this meme is fun. Okay.
Anyways.
I don't know.
Moving on.
I don't know if that's going to be better or not.